It's legal up to 9 months in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
9 months, Albuquerque.
On the sidewalks along Central Avenue here in Albuquerque, Lauren Handy and about 15 other pro-life activists are doing their best to get an informational pamphlet about late-term abortion into the hands of pedestrians.
We actually had someone change their mind, even up to first trimester. And this is why we're out here, change hearts and minds.
Farther up the road, Eric DeLau and about 15 other young adults are holding signs with pictures of what appear to be bloody fetuses.
Do you think it's okay to kill babies, you know, U.S. citizens? It's just not right.
Andy and DeLau are actually not from Albuquerque. They're members of a California-based group called Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust. They, along with two other major pro-life groups, hosted an activist training camp here last week, and together they turned Albuquerque into an abortion battleground of sorts, hosting protests in front of the Holocaust Museum, UNM, and various other locations across the city.
People claim to be pro-choice, but they don't really know what that choice means. People here need to know the truth of what's going on. Then they should have an opinion. Then they should be able to vote. They need to be informed. So we're here to provide that information for them.
The key word here being vote, because these protesters aren't just trying to change the hearts and minds of those considering abortions. They're also trying to sway public opinion. A new ballot initiative called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance would ask Albuquerque voters to decide whether abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, or so-called late-term abortions, should stay legal in the city.
We were thinking, well, what can we do here in the late-term abortion capital of the country? We have abortion through all 9 months.
Albuquerque's Project Defending Life is one of the groups sponsoring the legislation. According to spokeswoman Tara Shaver, they collected over 27,000 signatures, more than double the number required by city law for an initiative to get a spot on the ballot.
We always have a hard time at the legislative level, so we thought, well, let's see what we can do in the city.
Late-term abortion capital of the country is a term being thrown around a lot amongst these pro-life activists. It's referring to the fact that Albuquerque is home to one of only a handful of clinics in the nation that openly performs such procedures, and that New Mexico has fewer restrictions on abortions than many other states. Shaver adds that while she'd like to see abortion banned altogether in New Mexico, this is a good start.
You know, we're going to take what we can get, and this bill is very strong, and it does resonate with the hearts of the American people.
Well, not all the American people.
This is really a way to erode at women's access to abortion overall. And this is a tactic that folks are taking to try and really chip away at that.
In response to the ballot initiative, a coalition of women's advocacy groups have launched a counter campaign called Respect ABQ Women. Adrienne Barboa is with Strong Families New Mexico, one of the effort's partner organizations.
We're going to use this as an opportunity to really have these conversations with our communities about the importance of keeping safe and legal abortions for the health and safety of women.
In the weeks leading up to the election, Respect ABQ Women officials say volunteers will be campaigning heavily around the city, door knocking, phone banking, and hosting a series of safe conversations. The ultimate goal, they say, is to make sure the initiative doesn't pass. But if it does, organizations like the ACLU of New Mexico are arguing that it would be challenged in court immediately.
The law is pretty blatantly unconstitutional.
ACLU spokesman Micah McCoy says lawyers within his organization argue that the 20-week ban violates the precedent established by Roe v. Wade, which found that women cannot be improperly restricted in her choice to have an abortion before a fetus is viable, which is typically recognized to begin around 23 to 24 weeks of pregnancy. Federal courts have already struck down more strict measures in other states, such as North Dakota's 6-week ban and Arkansas's 12-week ban, for the same reason.
It's always better to have an unconstitutional law defeated before it becomes law.
But that may not be possible. If enough of the initiative's signatures are verified, city council officials say they must put the measure in front of voters. The only question now is when. The city clerk has until August 19th to finish verifying the signatures for the measure to make it on the ballot for this fall's mayoral race. If they miss that deadline, a special election could be ordered or it could appear in a runoff election. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.